Hello, and welcome to the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I'm Carl from selfsufficienthub.com, and I'm here to talk about all things self-sufficiency, all things homesteading, and about how we can reduce the gap between our consumption and our production. Sustainability and food security matters. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 344 of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast. I hope you're all safe and well. Today, we're carrying on our Back to Basics series, and we're going to be talking about EDC, or Everyday Carry. We're actually going to start there, and we're going to branch out into a few other themes. We're going to be talking about the sort of things that you should definitely consider carrying around with you, the sort of things you should definitely consider having on hand in your house, the sort of things you should definitely consider having on hand in the shed, and the same in the car. And these are all things that I think, you know, to me, they're really, really important insofar as feeling secure, feeling like I'm in control, and that if anything goes wrong, I can deal with it. And of course, you can extrapolate out from here. This is just the starting point, you know, this is just the basics. So we're going to be talking all about EDC and just general things that you should always have on hand just to protect yourself against things going wrong, as they always seem to. Before we get there, I did want to quickly just say thank you to everyone who's been in touch. I've got a backlog of emails again to get caught up on. So if you've sent me in an email and you're wondering why I haven't got back to you, that's the reason. I'm just a bit deluged at the moment, but I'm trying to get caught up this week. So bear with me. And also on Friday, we will be giving away another book to one of our patrons from my downsized library. I'm going to be giving away a RHS book, a Royal Horticultural Society book, How to Grow Practically Everything. Hundreds of gardening projects, absolutely anyone can do. And it's a real meaty book. It's massive. It's huge. There's so much in here. I'm not going to bother listing what's in here because there's far too much of it. But we're going to be giving away a copy of this book on Friday to a patron. And if you want to be included in that draw, you just need to go to patreon.com and consider becoming a patron of the show. Right. On with today's episode then on EDC. So EDC stands for Everyday Carry, and it's a prepper term, but it's also, you don't have to be a doomsday prepper to think about the sort of things you want to carry around with you. They're really simple things that start as simply as, you know, your keys and your phone. We're going to be carrying those around with us all the time. And because we're used to carrying a phone, all of a sudden, when we decide, oh, we need to know something, someone asks us a question and we're not sure the answer, we instantly, without thinking about it, reach into our pockets and start Googling and finding that answer. And because we're so used to carrying that around with us now, we don't even think about that process. That's just something that happens. Well, that can happen with a load of other things as well. And one of the main things that I always, always carry in my own personal EDC is my multi-tool. You've almost certainly heard me talk about it before or seen me use it if you follow me on YouTube. And I would feel naked without it. I couldn't leave the house without it. And one of the things that happens over a period of time is you stop thinking about it. You stop thinking about it as this thing you're carrying. And it's just something that's always there, like an extension of your own arm, an extension of your body, because you're so used to carrying it. And now when there's a problem that can be solved with a pair of pliers, I'm there ready to go. If I need a knife, it's all there on hand. A little screwdriver, it includes everything. So I'm going to suggest that you consider getting either a Swiss Army knife or a multi-tool or something with all of those little bits and bobs on that you never realised that you would use as much as you do until you carry one. Because I had no idea how often I would use it. But I'm not lying when I say I literally use it every single day and usually multiple times a day, because You just don't realise how handy something like that is until you are carrying it and you're used to carrying it and you find yourself reaching for it to solve all of these little problems that maybe you could have got away without solving, or maybe you could solve a different way and end up with a, you know, a slightly painful experience on your fingertips or whatever it might be. You just have this thing and you reach for it and it solves the problem. And it's absolutely fantastic. I cannot stress enough how important it has become to me, and how grateful. And this is a promise from me to you. If you don't usually carry one around and you start, my promise is that within a couple of months, you will understand how valuable they are, and you will come to really appreciate having it, even if you didn't realize that you would need it. I use them so often for so many things. Maybe I'm out in the garden and a delivery driver comes up and gives us a delivery of something, and I can just cut the tape on the box and I'm straight in, and things like that. Maybe I'm just working on something, or something falls apart in front of me and I need to undo a screw. I've immediately got a screwdriver in my pocket. Now, of course, I'm a builder, so even when I'm on the building site, I'm quite often there with all of my tools, and I've got every screwdriver you could possibly need. I've got drills. But sometimes if you just need to undo one screw, it's so much quicker just to go in your pocket, reach for your Swiss Army knife or your multi-tool, and undo the screw, and that's so much quicker than walking back to the car and getting what might be a, you know, an even better bit of kit that would do the job that little bit quicker. But when it's only a tiny job anyway, you're going to get it done that much quicker without having to go and get the other thing. So I'm really evangelical about multi-tools, and particularly the ones that come with the little pliers. And they're not very big, they fit comfortably in your palm and in your pocket. And like I say, I carry mine everywhere. So please do consider getting one of them. Now, another bit of EDC that I used to carry around with me all the time, particularly on our last property, is a fixed blade knife. Now, depending on where you live, there's going to be various legislations that govern whether or not you're allowed to carry one. At least here in the UK, you're not. I know in America, you are predominantly. So in the UK, any knife that you carry, it must be a folding blade, and it must be a blade that doesn't lock into place. And what I mean by that is, if you've got to press a button or whatever to get it to fold back in, then unfortunately that is illegal here in the UK. It's got to be a blade that you can just fold back into place. And I think the limit on length is 3.5 inches. There are a few exceptions. So if you use one for work, as I do, then you can, under some circumstances, have an exemption. I quite often use a fixed blade knife when I'm out foraging, and when I'm teaching a foraging course and I'm using it for work, then obviously I can carry one. So bear all that in mind. But if you're going to get yourself a fixed blade knife, you're going to want to know something about tang. Now, tang is the bit of metal, the blade itself continues with metal into the handle, and a full tang knife means that that bit of metal goes right to the end of the handle, and it just gives you a really nice solid knife. They don't have to cost a fortune, but they are just incredible bits of kit. And again, much like a multi-tool, if you have it with you and you get used to carrying it around with you all the time, you'll just find that you're using it more and more and more. So those are the first two things. And next up, a pen and a pad. Super, super useful. So I carry my wallet in my back pocket on one side, and in my back pocket on the other side, I carry a little notepad, and a pen is in one of my other pockets. And it just means whenever I'm running around, I want to make some notes, I want to draw a picture and explain something to someone, someone wants to give me their phone number, I've got that there and then ready to go. Now, of course, you can use your phone to take notes on these days, but for me, sometimes that's just not convenient. It could be that my hands are covered in mud, or I'm working outside and it's raining and it's just not easy to use my phone and make notes. Having that pen and a pad is really, really useful. Plus, sometimes I want to refer to my notes by having them out on the ground and working near them. And, you know, it's just really helpful for me to have a pen and a pad. The last thing that I'm going to include in the EDC, as in stuff that I actually carry around on my person, is a lighter. Now, a little Bic lighter, not quite disposable, semi-disposable lighter, is really, really invaluable for several different things. Obviously, for starting fires, if you're going to start a barbecue or have a little bonfire in your garden or lighting the fire in your house. But I also use it for things like burning the ends of a bit of rope that I might have cut to stop it fraying. for just heating up things, sterilizing things. It's just really, really useful to have a lighter on me. And of course, you can always use it as a light source as well when your battery goes on your phone and you're out in the middle of the night. So it's got lots of uses. Definitely one that I would recommend carrying around. So that's my EDC that covers my pockets and around my person. The next thing I want to talk about is things that I carry around in my car, because basically if I'm not at home and I'm away from my home, then I'm always going to have access to the things that are in my car. The first thing is a first aid kit. Now, we've obviously got a first aid kit in the house. I've got a small, tiny first aid kit in some of my toolboxes, but I've got a decent first aid kit in my car. And that means that if I'm not at home and something goes wrong, like when I fairly recently dove a circular saw into my leg and I had quite a significant injury and I had to get myself to hospital, I had a first aid kit there, but I also had some of the other things really handy that I used to deal with the bleeding at the time. So duct tape is the next thing. So I was able to wrap some gauze and some fabric around the wound on my leg, and I just taped the whole thing up nice and tight with duct tape to stop it bleeding. And I think having things like duct tape and first aid kits in your car can be so, so important. And they're another thing that you might not even realise you want them or need them until it's too late, you know? So by getting them in place now, you're just going to be ahead of the game. The same applies for things like rope and jump leads. Jump leads are super valuable. We've all had a flat battery at some point, and we've all seen other people who have had a flat battery. And being able to have some jump leads and being able to help someone who is struggling to get their car going, or being able to help yourself get your car going, is a real saviour. And it can save you so much time and money rather than having to call a garage out, whatever it might be. You can just get yourself up and running yourself. And again, it's about taking control of your own destiny. And having some rope is really useful as well. Strong enough that you could tow a car. And even if you don't have a tow bar and you're not intending on towing anyone, someone can tow you. You'd be amazed how often people might break down at the side of the road and someone offer to help, but they've got no way of attaching the two cars together to pull them out of the mud or wherever they might be stuck. So having some rope means you're always going to be able to do that. And learning how to use these things, learning how to tie some knots, you know, learning how to use your jump leads, these are all really, really important as well. Next thing I like to carry in my car is something that changes seasonally, and that's just some extra clothing. So I always keep a spare pair of socks in there, and during the winter months I'll keep a spare woolly hat, a decent coat, maybe a blanket, things like that, so that if I am ever trapped out in the car, I know that I've at least got those essential things with me, because we don't always leave dressed for staying out for the night, do we? So having a few extra clothes and, you know, just seasonal things. If you are living somewhere very hot, you might consider having some sun cream in there. I do always carry sun cream in my car just because I'm a builder and I'm out during the day quite a lot. So there's loads of different things you can consider based on your climate and based on the season, just to make your life that little bit more comfortable when you've forgotten something or you get stranded somewhere. You never know when it's going to happen. Something else I carry in my car and I absolutely love is a little foldable shovel. It comes in a little pouch and it's got about four pieces, I think, that all screw together to form the handle. It's got a little compass on the top of it. It's got a saw blade down one side of the shovel if I needed to cut a branch or whatever. But I've actually used this to shovel snow when I've been out playing in the snow and got stuck, and it's helped me get back on the road. But that was all optional. That was when I was out playing. But in fact, that reminds me of an interesting story. I've never felt more nervous than I did just before we moved house, because I was out driving and it was still winter and we'd started packing up a lot of our stuff and moving it into storage. And that included I've got some sort of straps that you put on your tires for driving in the snow. And that's another example of something seasonal that, you know, if it was in the winter, those would move into my car and they would just live there in the boot. And, you know, I might not ever need them. But if I did, then out they'd come. Anyway, these were in storage. And I'm out in my car and I don't have access to a lot of my seasonal stuff. And it starts snowing. And for some reason, I'm a long, long way from home. And I just thought this would be the typical time for me to finally have a use for these things, and they're not anywhere near me. So it just goes to show how much ease these things can give you when you plan for them and have them ready in advance. Something else I always keep in my car is a length of paracord, just because you never know when you need some string or some rope to tie something down. I use paracord all the time. I've got lengths of paracord in my shed, in the kitchen, in the car, and it's really, really useful and really, really affordable as well. Another thing I carry is a bottle of water. Now, I carry water that I can drink, but I also carry the same water I can use in my radiator. If for whatever reason I get a hose that splits or my car starts overheating and I need to top the water up, or even just the water in my washers, in the windscreen washers, I've got water there in the car for that purpose. Super useful, super functional. Everyone should carry some water around with them in their car. It's really, really important. And the last thing that I want to share with you that I carry around in my car is actually a little tiny set in a little case of a nail clipping set. So in there, and I don't carry it for clipping my nails, but in there I've got obviously a small set of nail clippers. I've got a small pair of scissors, and I attach in there a pin, just the sort of pin that you would use for dressmaking or sewing. I put one of them in there and pin it into the fabric inside the case. And that is super, super useful. And the other thing in there is a pair of tweezers. Now, I carry that around in my car and I probably use it once a month. And when I need it, there's nothing else that would do. I use it for so many different things. So the tweezers, if I'm getting splinters, if I'm at work and I get a splinter, I know I've got those tweezers there in the car. Boom, I'm done. I can take care of it. The pin is super useful because when your washers get bunged up and they won't spray the water on your windscreen, you need the pin to clear them out, but also you need the pin to adjust them, to adjust the angle that they're at. So having that in the car has been a lifesaver. How many times have you thought, oh my goodness, I really want to adjust that sprayer, but I've got no way of doing it? And then you get home and you don't think about it again until you're 40 miles away from home again, driving down the motorway, and you go to spray your windscreen. Of course, you're not going to do it then again. So it's one of those things. Having it in the car means you can pull over and take care of it straight away because you're carrying what you need with you. So that's my EDC carrying kit for my person and my car. And of course, I also make sure that I've got lots of useful stuff just dotted around the kitchen and the shed. You know, we've always got loads of duct tape in all of those places. Tools are really useful as well. I've got tools in the car for changing a tire. You know, if you haven't got a jack and a spanner that fits your wheels, then you're going to be in a bit of bother if you get a puncture. And making sure that you've got a spare tire that is useful as well and that is up to the job is, again, really, really important. But, you know, whether I'm in my house, in my shed, in my garden, I'm never more than a few seconds away from a length of rope or a length of paracord, some duct tape, and, you know, basic tools. These things I have everywhere. And I think the more we can have these things on hand, but also not only having them, but be familiar with them, be comfortable with how they work, know how they work, then it just means that all of those times when things go wrong and you're thinking, well, this is going to ruin my day, instead, it's just, well, this is going to take me 10 minutes and then I'm back on the road. I'm back to doing what I need to do. I'm getting on with the tasks ahead of me rather than getting bogged down in, you know, just solving problems. If you've done the work of thinking about what you might need to solve these problems in advance and you're familiar with using them, then these problems become really, really small, really, really quickly. So if there's one takeaway I would suggest, everyone considers getting a multi-tool or a Swiss Army knife. And that's only half the job, though. The other half is you have to carry it around with you. And you will soon find that you're using it every single day, as I do. And the other thing is just to think about preparedness a little bit, you know, whether it's in your car, whether it's in your house. I think preparedness and homesteading go together hand in glove, because homesteaders were the original preppers. You know, these were the people who were trying to make sure that they were self-reliant. And this is all an extension of self-reliance. And that's where I come at it from. So I hope you found that useful. And I will speak to you later in the week. Again, make sure that if you want to be included in that draw on Friday, you consider supporting the show as a patron. And also check out my latest YouTube videos. I will be back on Wednesday. Speak to you all soon. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye. This episode of the Self-Sufficient Hub podcast was brought to you by our patrons. You guys are awesome. If you'd like to support the show, there's lots of ways you can do it. The easiest of which is just to like and review it wherever you get our podcasts. You can also tell somebody about it, whether that's on social media or just face to face with a friend who you think might benefit from it. But however you support our podcast, we really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to become a patron, please consider doing so by going to patreon.com/self-sufficient hub. However you support the podcast, it's listeners like you that make all of this possible. Thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll speak to you really soon.